يا أيها الذين آمنوا خذوا حذركم فانفروا ثبات أو انفروا جميعا.
Believers, always be on your guard against encounters. Then, as circumstance demands, either advance in detachments or advance in a body. Believers, always be on your guard against encounters. This discourse was revealed after the Battle of Uhud, when the tribes living around Medina had been greatly encouraged by the defeat of the Muslims. Thus, danger seemed to surround the Muslims on all sides. Day in and day out, news poured in about the hostile intentions of one tribe after another. Reports came in of attacks mounted now in one area and then in another. The Muslims were again and again the victims of treachery. Their preachers were invited to preach and then put to the sword. Beyond Medina, neither their lives nor their property was secure. Consequently, the Muslims had to prepare themselves for a fierce struggle, for a tremendous all-out effort to ensure that the Islamic movement would not be crushed.
وَإِنَّ مِنْكُمْ لَمَنْ لَيُبَطِّئَنَّ وَإِنَّ مِنْكُمْ لَمَنْ لَيُبَطِّئَنَّ فَإِنْ أَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالَ قَدْ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ إِذْ لَمْ أَكُمْ مَعَهُمْ شَهِيدًا.
Among you, there is such who lags behind. Then, if some affliction strikes you, he says, "Indeed, Allah bestowed His favor upon me, that I was not present with them." Among you, there is such who lags behind. Another meaning could be that such persons not only shirk the risks of fighting themselves, but also go about spreading demoralization to discourage others from fighting in the name of God.
وَلَئِنْ أَصَابَكُمْ فَضْلٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لَيَقُولَنَّكَ أَنْ لَمْ تَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُ مَوَدَّةٌ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ مَعَهُمْ فَأَفُوزَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا.
And if a bounty from Allah is given you, he says, and says as if there never was any affection between you and him, "Oh, would that I had been with them, I would have come by a great gain."
فَلْيُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يَشْرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ وَمَنْ يُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيُقْتَلْ أَوْ يَغْلِبْ فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا.
Let those who seek the life of the next world in exchange for the life of this world fight in the way of Allah. We shall grant a mighty reward to whoever fights in the way of Allah, whether he is slain or comes out victorious. Let those who seek the life of the next world in exchange for the life of this world fight in the way of Allah. The point stressed here is that fighting in the cause of God cannot be conducted by people engrossed in the pursuit of worldly benefits. This is the task of those who seek to please God, who have complete faith in Him, and in the hereafter, who are prepared to sacrifice all opportunities of worldly success and prosperity and of all worldly interests, hoping thereby to win God's good pleasure. Irrespective of what happens in the present world, such sacrifices will not be wasted in the hereafter. Jihad, struggle in the cause of God, is not for those who mainly care for worldly benefits.
وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا.
How is it that you do not fight in the way of Allah and in support of the helpless, men, women, and children who pray, "Our Lord, bring us out of this land whose people are oppressors, and appoint for us from yourself a protector, and appoint for us from yourself a helper, and appoint for us from yourself a helper." This refers to those wronged, persecuted men, women, and children of Makkah and of the other tribes in Arabia who had embraced Islam but were able neither to emigrate nor to protect themselves from the wrongs to which they were subjected. These helpless people suffered many forms of persecution and prayed for deliverance from oppression.
الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ الطَّاغُوتِ فَقَاتِلُوا أَوْلِيَاءَ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا.
Those who have faith, fight in the way of Allah, while those who disbelieve, fight in the way of Taghut, Satan. Fight then against the fellows of Satan. Surely, Satan's strategy is weak, while those who disbelieve fight in the way of Taghut, Satan. This lays down a clear verdict of God. To fight in the cause of God in order that His religion be established on earth is the task of men of faith, and whoever truly believes can never shirk this duty. To fight in the cause of Taghut, authority in defiance of God, in order that the world may be governed by rebels against God, is the task of unbelievers, in which no believer can engage himself. Fight then against the fellows of Satan. Surely, Satan's strategy is weak. Satan and his comrades in arms ostensibly undertake tremendous preparations and contrive all kinds of ingenious machinations. True men of faith, however, should not be intimidated either by such preparations or by machinations, for no matter what they do, they are doomed to fail.